prepare to receive away team.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, On the Road.
We're live.
Mikey Mason and Matricula, welcome!
So we're recording live, as opposed to dead, from Con Carolinas, so although...
That's not how it feels.
I may be great. I don't know what your problem is.
So we're here with Mikey Mason and Madison Matricula Roberts. You may have heard their voices before, either at a con, if you are awesome, or if you're, or you could have heard them on other places. So Mikey, tell us
if
a little...
If you're not that awesome.
Yeah. Wait a second.
If you're always awesome, damn it.
Yeah. You're on the slightly sub-awesome tier. Yeah.
Well, tier of awesomeness.
If you're part of the lucky, you got to see them in person. If not, you could still hear their melodic voices and see them live on the interweb. So tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I do stuff online a lot.
That's his new tagline. I do stuff.
Well, it's like, I stopped trying to classify the art and the creative things that I do. I make music. I do comedy music. I do serious music. I tell dick jokes. I tell slightly more intellectual dick jokes.
Those are my fave.
I sing a lot. I write songs that are about fandom, and I write serious music, and then I paint, and I draw, and I write, and I do a lot of stuff, and I make stuff. I do stuff. I'm of the cult of done. Start something, get it done, move on. Doesn't have to be perfect. Start it, finish it, go.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I do live concerts on Concert Window. Someday, when I grow into the technology mentally, right now I'm in the get off my lawn phase of my career. when I learn how to accept and embrace the new modalities, I'll be on Twitch, and that's your signal that Twitch is over.
Wait, are you smoking for Vine, like tanking?
I don't wanna brag, but I created my Vine account 2 hours before.
The world does not revolve around you and old people. It doesn't need to be over.
I am a white male and part of the patriarchy, damn it. No, that's cool, crush them.
No. I like how we have a rapport.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so unlike you, we have Matricula, who is on Twitch already.
Yeah. Well, and she's tried to talk me into getting on it, and it's great advice. I'm just...
Getting Jonah Knight on it.
Yeah, she already got Jonah on it. Wow, so now I'm like way behind.
So for those who don't know what Twitch is, can you explain it a little bit to us?
Well, I'm Madison Matricula Roberts. Twitch is actually a service that started as a way to live stream video games. So it has a really fun, someone will be live streaming a game and they'll be chatting, they'll usually have a video on their face, and there's a really robust chat room system attached to it. And apparently there's this whole section of Twitch that I didn't realize that's about creative pursuits. So there are people painting on stream live, people sculpting, people doing cosplay and costuming, leather working, and also a lot of musicians. Doing things with guitars, marimbas, I've seen an accordion, basically anything you'd want to find. And what's really interesting to me, I've spent many hours of my life now watching a woman cross-stitch Pokemon. And I wind up watching a lot more Twitch than Netflix or Hulu. Since I'm home a lot by myself, it's nice to have something on in the background as well. It's very friendly. It's a friendly place.
I actually, Daniel Weiss, that does our photography at the Geek Gala every year, he does a lot of hand stuff, and he actually gets quite a following because people request for him to do certain things, because they find it soothing just to watch somebody do the mechanics of something.
So, ASMR style.
Yeah.
I have whispered into a mic playing Stardew Valley.
But what you haven't said yet is what exactly you do when you're on Twitch.
Well, this is true. When I personally am on Twitch, I split my time mostly between playing music, and I write a lot of, writing more and more original songs and a lot of parodies, also some covers of Geeky Pursuits. And that's a lot of fun. But I also host a knitting show called Nasty Woman Knitting, where I knit vulva.
That's my new favorite channel. All right, I'm going.
And dick cozies. We knit a Jane Hat Willy Warmer on stream, which involves a pom-pom where you think it would be.
All right.
And, most of those items get donated to charity auctions or other friends. So It's for kids. I also made recently a vulva bouquet. I arranged flowers, like floral arrangements on stage.
Happy Mother's
on stream
Day.
In a basket with some of the vulva that we knit on stream. So that's what I do. I don't know how many times can I say vulva.
Keep saying it.
Okay, I didn't know if I could say that. But
we like to get our explicit rating right out of the way because then iTunes throws us up there faster.
I'm pretty sure that it actually does not violate.
You're bringing some class to our podcast, actually.
Knitting vulva does not necessarily violate the Twitch terms of service because it's not a actual
it's not
genital.
Right.
It's
not a curse word, yeah.
It's
also not
a curse word. No, it's not the language.
There's nothing vulgar about vulva.
No.
The language
if you don't like vulva, I don't want to know you as a person.
You're not
going to
know
Keith. Yeah, so I think I wouldn't be allowed to have a dildo on stream, but I can have a knitted representation of an anatomy part, and that's fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Science!
I have to say, though, knitting vulvas is going to be my Pussy Riot cover band.
And it needs to be.
Actually, it sounds like your Pussy Riot bluegrass cover
band.
There
you go.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Down on the farm.
Podcasts are over.
Well, if you guys think knitted vulva are crazy, wait till you hear about Sparkle Clit.
I don't know what this is, but I'm in.
I think I dated her in the 90s.
That's the My Little Pony they won't let you see.
I think that what has just happened is probably the best summary of what I do and who I am as a person.
You're doing the Lord's work.
And you also, on Twitch, you're not always in your same Kiss costume that you're in when you perform on stage. So for those who aren't aware of that part of your life, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, usually when I perform, often with burlesque or cabaret shows, I perform in birthday-style clown makeup. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of the same attitudes and skills as a child's birthday clown, but only for those 18 and up.
Wasn't the character originally a robot clown dominatrix?
No, the dominatrix thing was just me inserting more of myself into Matriculate. But she started as with Nerdvana. We did Dr. Fantastical's time traveling carnival at Han Temporal, and we had a running theme
awesome,
through the show.
The
it was fun. And that was the first time I actually did the doll style makeup, and I was a nanny bot. But I malfunction when you give me whiskey.
And both of you guys will be appearing at this year's Geek Galas.
Yeah, Team M!
Yes!
If you go as Dark Matricula, I will go as Dark Mikey.
This I don't know if the happen. World's ready for that, but I think I'm in.
During the Muggles Market part, you'll be Undark part, right?
Yeah.
So, we always have this challenge of trying to explain to somebody who's not been to the Geek Gala what a Geek Gala is. And of course, I created it, so I am the worst person to explain it to somebody. So as somebody who goes to it from the outside, how would you explain the Geek Gala and your parts in it to somebody else?
Well,
not your parts, just your parts.
It's just this thing, you know?
What size cock crochet device do you need, Mikey? Let's really get down to brass tacks here.
I mean, I'm happy to share images on the Facebook page for the listeners, but I don't know.
Let's just say it doesn't have to start that impressive, but it needs to stretch. I'm a grower. And,
Mr. Fantastic.
I'm a grower. And
yes, the podcast is explicit.
Yes, going on.
You can say that on radio. I've said that on radio. So it's like, it's the Geek Gala, when I describe it to people, it's this, and it's slightly different now than it was when I first started. It's the best, it's all the geek Halloween parties that you ever wanted to go to. And you could take your family, and then you can send the kids up to bed. And then you can have the other geek Halloween party that you've always wanted to be at. And it's got live entertainment, and it's got games, and there's comedy, and there's a talent contest, and now there's the Muggles Market, which is, when I first started attending the Geek Gala, it was a hallway of some artisans and crafters and artists. And now it's like a section. It's like there's...
It's the whole day, yeah.
It's a day-long flea market of geek awesome sauce. And you can... And I love the title Muggles Market because it really does... Unless they feel insulted by it, in which case I don't care, they're Muggles. But...
We had people complain that Muggles Market didn't have enough Harry Potter stuff, and I'm like, but you're a Muggle. It's like all the stuff you can't get.
So the proper response to that is, shut up, you filthy mudblood.
I was going to say Avada Kedavra, but that just goes straight to 11.
How would you describe
it? Yeah, it was your first year
last
year. Yeah, last
year was my first year at Geek Allen. I was thrilled to attend. I had a great time. There are two main parts. There's the daytime, and there are other events going on during the day. There's music. There was the Muggles Market, so you have this wonderful vendor hall. All the like that part of a con, but not in a con setting. It was great. And then instead of like some of the other geek themed weekends you go to, it's just a huge party.
Yeah.
And like you're doing music, entertainment. I really enjoyed the talent contest. That was great. There's comedy. I don't know. It's just a treat, and it's certainly something I would not miss in the future.
Thank you.
As a first timer.
But you're doing the same thing I do. I'm like, it's all the things in one room. Because I want to be able to sit. Well, I started it the way I did because I didn't want to miss anything because I was in another room. So literally, it used to be, and Mikey can attest to this, everything was one room. And then we got too many people, so we had to split it up a little bit. But now, like this year, we've got the chill and chat room, so we'll be live streaming from one room to another, so you can still see it all. But,
and there are places to get cocktails. There's food to eat. There are raffles. I mean, there's carnival games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
that's
so,
the one thing I think you don't find anywhere else.
And at first, I was kind of like, so this is for the kids, but I find myself shooting darts at Edward Cullen. Because
it's
I want that shirt over there.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of fun with that. I remember when we first started it, and we were kind of like, we don't know what we're doing, but here we go. And it worked out pretty well. Our first one was actually in a play. Playhouse.
So, Actors Theater, Charlotte.
So we had this really tiny lobby and this big thing, and then we were like, that doesn't work. We have to do it the other way around. Yeah.
And I actually wasn't volunteering for that when I won the trivia and I won the book basket.
Oh, yeah, they had trivia.
Yeah, I had
and with prizes.
Yes. Yeah, we give prizes and we do cool stuff. Yeah. We get we get amazing donations. That's the thing that blows me away every year. So,
and there's a friggin' scavenger hunt attached to it during the day. And so when it's hard to describe, it's hard to describe for a reason.
Yeah. So, but we are so excited to have you. I always tell the story about how Mikey and I met at it was a Can't Stop the Serenity event. It was over at UNCC Charlotte, and this guy that looks like the bass player from Anthrax.
Thank you.
I said drummer yesterday. I won't do that again.
No. I don't have the hair.
The guy from Anthrax with the long beard. But he comes up to me and he's like, hey, I do geek shows and stuff like that. And if you have an event, I could come out to that. And I was like, a little bit snobby. I'll admit it. Because I was scared. I was like, I don't know who you are. Because we have a lot of people. Well, I will say this. We have had people that have volunteered in the past, and I was like, great. And then they come, and I'm like, now I know why you volunteered to come for free. So, but then Mikey performed on stage, and I immediately ran up to him and said, yeah, so what were you talking about before? Totally in. Let me know what you need. Mm-hmm. I'll be there. And you've been part of it ever since. Even when you couldn't come, you were part of it. You sent the video that one year, and I think that was just... And then we sent you a video of everybody watching the video.
Yeah. That was cool too.
We had an unfortunate, you had an unfortunate family life event that just caused you to not be able to come, but you took the time out to make a video, and you actually did the world premiere release of your Christmas Firefly song.
Please bring Firefly back for Christmas.
Yeah, and we got to videotape everybody's reaction as it was playing, which I just thought, I still watch that sometimes. It's awesome. But listen, hey, so you guys were here at Con Carolinas. What's the next thing you're going to be at? And then we're just going to have to, unfortunately, kick you out.
Oh, you guys haven't even talked about All in the Reflexes.
I know. Talk about it quick.
Talk about it. Well, I'm looking at my schedule. Talk about All in the Reflexes.
So Mikey and I are co-hosts on a podcast along with Jed Brack and Stephen Jujura. It's a podcast called All in the Reflexes, and it's a weekly geek news roundup full of color commentary from... Yours truly and more.
And much more organized than our podcast.
And with a sister podcast for our Patreon patrons called There's a Problem with Your Face, in which we drop all pretense of normality and civility.
And talk a lot more about vulvas, too. Right?
We swear a lot more. Actually,
no, we actually tackle a lot more about politics.
Yeah, it's like then it all comes loose after we've not sworn for 30 minutes doing the base show, and then it's like...
Right. Then we start, yeah. Then we make knitted vulvas look...
tame.
Really, really tame. We make Georgia O'Keeffe paintings look like flowers, I'll tell you.
And then, Madison, you're wearing a t-shirt from another podcast that Mikey's on.
I am fangirling pretty dang hard right now. And I am wearing a t-shirt from the Beer Power Time Machine, which is anchored by Mikey Mason.
Which we were going to try and record an episode of the Beer Power Time Machine this weekend, but I was, I swear to God, too drunk to record an episode of Beer Power Time Machine.
But you did
Machine.
Make a drunk dial call.
I did
so
make a drunk dial
call.
Did you drunk dial your own podcast?
Yeah. She drunk dialed it from the
And then I stuck the phone in his face.
Why don't you explain the hotline?
So if you want to call the drunk dial hotline, call area code 765-753-2786. That's area code 765-753-BPTM. And if we will listen to your message that you leave and more than likely play it on the air. You don't have to call at 2 a.m. when you're really drunk, but it helps.
It does. And we never did the cider powered time machine that I drunk dialed and wanted. But
that's because you couldn't hear it because Randy talked over it. So.
He's getting so much crap for that. I do online shows. My next June online show is June 16th, and then the 23rd and 24th and 25th, I will be at Fear the Con 10 in St. Louis, Missouri. Where are you going to be?
You can find me online at twitch.tv/matricula. That's twitch.tv/meticula, and get your vulva action on.
You've got a regular schedule, right?
I do. I do. I typically do live streams Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons, as well as Friday afternoons a little bit later, so some EU-friendly times.
And you also do concert windows as well, correct?
Periodically. I've done one so far. I want to start doing more in the future because they're such a different beast than the Twitch live streams, but... Yeah. I will be promoting the heck out of that when that gets scheduled. So,
and we can find you at MikeyMason.com.
MikeyMason.com.
All the things.
All the things. If you go to MikeyMason.com, you'll find stuff.
Because you do stuff.
I do stuff.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy con schedule. I hope you both get home safely.
Yeah, programming director. She's just horrible.
What's her name
people.
Again?
I don't remember.
Carol the
I
Cat.
Don't remember.
She put me on this weird... panel about American Gods.
Yeah, like he knows anything about that. Do you see, I'm not even on the panel for this podcast that we're on right now.
Nobody is. Nobody is.
You're not either.
No. We are the Phantom Podcast panel.
I'll be honest. Only the special people know it's here. I loved that panel. I was dreading that panel. I thought I was going to be... I thought everybody was going to be... No, I thought everybody was going to see exactly how much of a dick I am.
And it turns out there are other people that are... That are more.
Turns out I'm a grower.
Yeah. All right.
And on that, we had this really kick-ass soundtrack behind us.
Yeah. It was Gil DeMorn, wasn't it? Yes.
Which will be coming up next on the podcast. Yeah, great transition. Well, in one of the future episodes.
One of the future,
stay tuned.
Soon.
And
cut.
Scene.
We're out.